In a dramatic turn of events, President Trump signs the relief bill and Wall Street is, well, relieved. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 28th day of December. Thanks for being here. The Santa Claus rally is a deal. Yeah, we're already talking about taxes. We'll tell you about that. Another vaccine test is underway. Trouble for business in China. Wonder Woman 1984 is on the stream and in theaters. A hit or a miss? Wall Street Report, we've got that. Oh, and the upended travel industry is trying to remake itself. For the interview, it's Carrie Hansen and Jason Parkin from Clear Mortgage. Clearly, a business with two goals.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again this afternoon. And you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, after days of saying he would not sign the $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and federal funding measure, President Trump reversed course and signed the measure averting a government shutdown and, while late, offering some financial relief to impacted and out-of-work Americans. The president also backed off of his demand for stimulus checks in the amount of $2,000 apiece. However, that did not stop House Democrats from floating that bill early in the session, with voting expected to go on throughout the evening. In the end, Wall Street thought it was a good idea to sign the bill, and the uncertainty that plagued the markets went away, and they had a good day. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Speaking of the markets, in this, the final week of trading, the rally is being called the Santa Claus Rally, as stocks are headed to all-time highs. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all headed up, and there are some who are wondering when they might level off or come off the Santa Rally. Clearly, there are lots of headwinds, from COVID-19 to vaccine rejection by some to a change in administration. But most analysts see positive activity moving forward. Two words, stay tuned. For employees lucky enough to work for a company that offers a student loan repayment program, the benefits of the perk are clear. Employees get, well, free money from their employers to help pay down their student loans. So how does it work? Well, some employers help employees pay back their student loans in amounts that vary from company to company. Now, this monetary assistance can be a great help to individuals struggling with student loan debt and may even ultimately have an impact on the economy. However, prior to this year, employer contributions were subject to both payroll and income tax, which means that for employees, the benefit wasn't quite as big as it might first appear. Well, all that changed early this year when the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, expanded on this financial assistance by making all employer match contributions up to $5,250 tax-free, exempt from both payroll and income taxes. So, now all you have to do is land a job with that benefit. Meanwhile, a third company is now in the final stages of vaccine testing. According to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Novavax will start the final stage trial of its COVID-19 vaccine with 30,000 people in the U.S. and Mexico, opening up another avenue for shots to fight the pandemic. The trial, to be completed across 115 locations, is the latest large-scale effort in the United States to evaluate vaccines to protect against the virus that's killed more than 330,000 Americans. The company is also studying the vaccine in a large trial in the UK that's completed dosing. Initial results from that trial should be released early in the year. Jack Ma, the owner of Ant Group and Alibaba, is not having a good month. Chinese regulators have ordered Ant to overhaul its business and, quote, return to its payment origins, end quote, as the nation continues to crack down on the fintech company. Officials in a meeting over the weekend accused the company of turning a blind eye to regulatory requirements. The news comes after China pulled Ant's would-be $37 billion IPO in early November, after founder Jack Ma publicly dismissed the nation's regulatory system as outdated. China's new order also comes a week after it announced it was launching an antitrust investigation into Alibaba, which Ma also founded, over alleged monopolistic business practices. The future is watching first-run movies in your home and, well, maybe the theater. Warner Media premiered Wonder Woman 1984 on Christmas Day, the first movie in its experiment to release its slate of films simultaneously in theaters and on HBO Max. Wonder Woman 1984 set a pandemic theatrical release record with $16.7 million in box office sales in the U.S. and Canada. However, Warner Media was careful not to disclose how much Wonder Woman 1984 performed on streaming. But we'll bet it was big. U.S. equities vaulted to records today following the signing of the COVID-19 relief bill and the federal funding legislation. The three major indexes, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500, all touched all-time highs while treasuries dipped and the dollar strengthened. The Dow closed up by 204 points to end the trade at 30,403, while the NASDAQ gained 94 points to close at 12,899, and the S&P 500 shot up by 32 points to finish the session at 37,35. And barring any unforeseen circumstances, although it is 2020, anything could happen, Wall Street is on a heavy win streak for the year. And finally, there is this. As we're all aware, this year the pandemic wreaked havoc on the travel industry. International travel all but halted for many countries. Airlines filed for bankruptcy protection. Traditional tourist hotspots have become, well, cold spots. In response, the travel industry has been forced to rip up big chunks of its playbook and start fresh. One idea gaining traction is travel subscriptions. For example, Costco has partnered with Wheels Up to offer a yearly private jet subscription for $17,500. TripAdvisor is launching a yearly subscription service called TripAdvisor Plus for $99 a year, which offers access to travel deals and other perks. So maybe, right? We'll have to get the details on the private jet, Wheels Up and all, you know. Coming up, and just a click away, you'll meet Kerry Hansen and Jason Parkin, who form some of the team members that are known as Clear Mortgage. It's a company with two goals, offering a business opportunity plus financing or refinancing home purchases. It's just a click away, and hey, thanks for listening.